Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 339 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here this week. My producer Jan popping in a little bit later on when we exchange Christmas gifts. We've got loads coming up on the show. We'll be hearing from the cast of Cinderella over at the Prince of Wales Theatre in Cannock. When we'll be having a chat with Jodie Hamlett, Fairy Godmother, also in ITV's Home Fires. Darren John Langford, one of the Ugly Sisters. We'll also hear from Keith De Winter, the other of the Ugly Sisters, and also Carl Greenwood as well, because he plays Buttons. That's all on the way a little later. We'll also be finding out from Preparatory David Wright about the Christmas services at St Peter's Collegiate in Wolverhampton City Centre. We'll hear from Joseph Whelan about his current work in music and in front of the camera. We'll have a chat with Glenn Hodge about his Christmas song and hear a few more of the offerings from our friends over at Manila PR. But first of all, on the 30th of January next year, it is a fantastic evening with the Sensational Sixes Experience arriving at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. To tell us more about it, we have the compere of the evening, Alan Mosca from Freddie and the Dreamers. Hello.
Hello, Jason.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, mate. It's nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. So, tell me more about this show.
OK, well, it's the Sensational Sixes Experience, and it's been running now for 7 years. It's probably the premier Sixes package, because that's what we call it nowadays, mm-hmm. the package in the country. And we've got Chris Farlow. Now, Chris Farlow is a guy who recorded Out of Time, and that was written for him by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And he also did the original version of Handbags, Glad Rags, Handbags, whichever way you want to put it, which, of course, everybody associates Rod Stewart and the Stereophonics with it. But, of course, the guy who had the original hit was Chris Farlow. We've got Steve Ellis on there. Now, he was the lead singer with a band called Love Affair, and they have massive hits with a song called Everlasting Love, which was a massive, massive hit, and Rainbow Valley, and he's the original lead singer. We've got Union Gap UK on there, which is a tribute to Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and, I mean, they are absolutely tremendous. And we got the local lads from Wolverhampton, the new Amen Corner,
uh-huh.
and they kind of come from your area, which is absolutely tremendous, and they actually back Steve Ellis, and they back Chris Farlow, but they are without doubt one of the best bands in the country. You may have seen them many times anyway, around your area. They play the Robin and places like that, but I mean, they are an absolutely tremendous band. And it's the whole package. It's a 3-hour show, and we're coming there on Saturday the 30th, and whenever we go there, we always have a tremendous response from the Wolverhampton people, and we pack it out every time. So if you haven't got your tickets, get them now, because they'll be gone by January.
They will be selling fast, and it is a big night of music. For me, all these artists I know from my parents introduced me to the music from their record collections,
of course,
kids, grandparents, and so on upwards. They'll be playing these songs, and they're just so memorable.
And of course they use them now, Jason, on adverts all the time, I mean, like the 60s is probably more in fashion now than it was in the 60s, as ridiculous as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But I mean, everything now is kind of, whenever you put a TV commercial on, they use a 60s number 9 times out of 10 to promote whatever they're selling. So although the names, in the case of Steve Ellis and Chris Farlow, wouldn't immediately register with younger people, they will certainly, most certainly, know the songs.
And even if it's not the original, it's an actual cover version, and people will know the songs from that. But they're such fantastic tunes, and even though all those recordings have stood the test of time,
from before
the digital age, it's amazing, really, isn't it?
It is, and of course, the amazing thing is, Jason, I mean, there's nothing being enhanced on the show. I mean, all the guys, they play live. There's no tape backings, there's no kind of pre-recorded backings. I mean, everything is an absolutely 3 hours of live music. Not a lot of ballads, but, it's a kind of, you get 1,100, 1,200 people in the theatre, and the place is jumping from the kickoff. It is a tremendous show. Well, if it hadn't have been a tremendous show, it wouldn't be running for 7 years. We change the artists most years, but of course, it's gone on for 7 years and got bigger and bigger and bigger. But I can honestly say to you, Jace, we've done 66 shows. I mean, that's what we're doing. This is part of a 66-day tour. And we've done, I think, 45 up to now.
Mm-hmm.
And every night I stand in the wings, and I can honestly say, hand on heart, and I watch those acts. And there's not been one night when I haven't watched that act for a run of 44 dates, because every night they are superb, and every night I want to see them. So, it's a great show. It really is, Jason.
Yeah, it's really a case of, like, listening to your record collection. It is going to be that good. It's going to be that live. And these were bands who were brought up to play live. It wasn't about overlaying things as much as it became in the latter part of the 60s.
Correct. Correct, absolutely right. And of course, like, they have tremendous history, you know. I mean, like Steve Ellis, Roger Daltrey's best man. You know, and he knocked around with the guys like out of the Small Faces, you know. I mean, these were his mates. And in actual fact, 18 months ago when he was on the show, he said, oh, I'm bringing my mate tonight. And his mate came with him, and it was Paul Weller. You know, he brought... As you do, you know what I mean? But I mean, to him it was no big deal. But these are the guys with that amount of history. And like Chris Farlow was only 3 weeks ago. He was at the O2 with Tom Jones and Van Morrison. You know, so I mean, these guys are fellas with tremendous kind of history. So I mean, these guys are, you know, the boys that were there right at the beginning, and the history is tremendous. It really is. And, you know, I mean, in Chris Farlow's case, I mean, he's 75 years old now, Jason.
But still rocking. Absolutely
still
all
rocking
the way.
Walks on, and his voice is probably stronger than it ever was.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely brilliant night. And the best bit is, you comparing this as well, and as you just made clear, you know a lot of stories about these people. You were there at the time, and I mean, you've played as part of the show itself, and you've moved into this role as the host.
Yeah, I mean, I love doing it. I can tell by the way you're talking, you could do it. You know, it's an easy job, because all we've done really is, when I was a lad and we were playing in bands, whatever package shows you went to see in those days, Cliff Richard and people like that, you know, they always had a link man. I mean, one of the finest link men was a guy called Norman Vaughan, I mean, which was an old comedian. Jimmy Tarbuck and people like that, you know, they always had a link man, rather than, you know, because so many bands on and so many acts, it's better to like somebody out there just having a bit of fun with the audience rather than watching guys just moving equipment around for 10 minutes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So Stage Right Promotions, they've gone back to the old school and said, right, you know, we'll put a compere in. Not many shows of this type have a compere anymore. You know, they just kind of announce them from the wings or whatever, and you watch the roadies move the gear around till the next band walks on. Well, we don't, you know, it's all linked, and it's a little bit of fun, it's a bit of audience participation, and it's the old school, and I love it.
Particularly this, because you are recreating the feel of a 60s show. In,
very much so.
You know, 2016 as it'll be at the time, and it's as if it was the 60s. Only thing is, everyone's a little bit older, a little bit wiser.
Correct, and in a lot of cases, a little bit better.
Yeah,
you know, they've learnt the trade, and they are. I mean, these guys are superior musicians. They really are. I mean, they've spent, you know, the last 50 years doing what they do.
Well, Alan Mosca from Freddie the Dreamers, host for the Sensational 60s Experience, which is going to be on at the Grand Theatre. It is on the 30th of January. Tickets on sale now. 01902 429212 is the box office number. You can go online to grandtheatre.co.uk where you can book your tickets and also print at home on there. But well worth getting yourself down there. 7:30 it all gets going. Full details are available on the website, as I say. But Alan, thanks for joining us. Thanks for saying like it was going to be a fantastic night. And I'm going to try and get down there if I can actually find room to get into the building.
Okay, Jason, thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bedtime, we had some music here on the Mill Bar, and we're going to hear Snowflakes Fall, which is by James and Eleanor. James Crane is an artist with numerous strings to his bow, primarily as lead singer and songwriter, and Eleanor McAvoy is one of Ireland's most accomplished award-winning contemporary singer-songwriters. So let's take a listen to this song, Snowflakes Fall. It's recorded in Dublin and mastered at Metropolis Studios in London.
The candles in the window, the angels on the tree, there's presence in the front room. Yeah, one of them's from me.
I hope you'll give it to me if you ever make it home, 'cause I'm longing just to see you, feeling so alone, so snowflakes fall by the door. Where I wait for you.
Snowflakes fall and the truth is I'm making to lie beside you by the light of the fire. While the snowflakes fall outside,
the snow is getting heavy. hope you're somewhere warm, in a train or a taxi, or maybe in a bar,
on the TV in the corner. There's a cheesy Christmas choir singing the Ave Maria. Do you hum the chorus line every time? Snowflakes fall by the door. Where are you waiting for you? Snowflakes fall. By the light of the fire, and hold you gently while the snowflakes fall outside. Snowflakes fall by the door where I wait for you. Snowflakes fall, and the truth is I'm by the light of the fire, and hold you gently while the snowflakes fall outside.
Snowflakes fall by the door where I wait for you.
That's James and Eleanor, the first of our Christmas tunes here on the Milk Bar today. But as we head towards another, we better speak to the man behind it, Glenn Hodge. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I've got a Christmas single. It's called Santa's Coming Around This Time Next Week, and it's a free download, basically. And I've released it, well, if you like, for the big issue. So it's a fundraising single. And, yeah, to download it, go to glennhodge.com. It's a folky number, I'm sure. If you like sort of folk music, you'll probably enjoy it. And you've got the chance to, you know, donate a bit of money by text to the foundation, the Big Issue Foundation, if you want to. But again, if you don't want to, you can just do it for no.
The important thing is getting the message across and making sure that people are at least thinking of those without a home this Christmas.
Exactly, yeah. So awareness is just as important, isn't it? Just making people aware that, you know, especially in you know, a city like London, that's where I'm living, you know, people do fall off of that social radar, and it's very difficult to get back into some sort of, you know, community and having people looking out for you and things like that. So, yeah, it's important that people at least, you know, notice this and think about it.
Yeah, and obviously with the same situation here in Wolverhampton, and obviously we need to make sure that we're looking after those people who do need extra assistance. And any particular personal reason for this one for you?
Do you know what? I think it's just being sort of in the centre of a massive city. You know, living in the centre, it's just so relevant on a day-to-day basis, and it's just ignored. It's completely brushed under the carpet, and that really grates me. If you like, it really gets to me. So I think it's just being socially aware and seeing it with your own eyes. I mean, there's not much being done about it, isn't it? There's so little support for some people, and I just think that's that touches a nerve for me, really.
Well, we'll take a listen to the song in a moment or two's time. But tell us a bit more about your work. As you say, folky is your thing.
Well, do you know what? I consider myself as a folk artist, but some people might not. I'd say alternative folk because the music is, it's not aggressive music, but it's a little bit more aggressive than your Mumford and Sons and that kind of thing. It's been likened to sort of early Billy Bragg and that kind of vibe. But having said that, the Christmas single itself isn't, you know, it's not too aggressive. It's just a little toe tapper. It's quite a nice little festive number. But yeah, so I consider myself a folk singer, but some people wouldn't. So I find it difficult to stick myself into the folk world because I don't really seem to accept it. But we need a pigeonhole, don't we?
I think it's important, and if we can't, we have to make one up for you.
Yeah, well, I don't mind making one up. Yeah, I used to say folk and soul because I, you know, when I was a kid, listening to my dad's music in the car, like, you know, the Drifters and the Temptations.
You put those two together,
like
you either get soak or fell, though, don't you? So that's a tricky one to stick the two things
yeah.
together.
I've never heard that, but that makes sense, yeah.
So glennhodge.com, glennhodge.com is the website. Facebook, Glenn Hodge Band and G Hodge Band with a double N in the middle of it on Twitter. Is Christmas a time that you've always enjoyed the festive music for? Because I know that you can get inundated with Christmas songs these days. It's nice to hear one every once in a while, but
yeah,
non-stop back-to-back can do your head in a little bit. And it's nice to have something new and different too, isn't it?
Oh, mate, do you know what? I'm a proper sucker for Christmas. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love, you know, I love even those Christmas tunes I've heard, you know, a million times so far. And I'll be listening to them again, you know, over the Christmas period until it finishes. And I always miss it. As soon as it's gone, I think I'll listen to Fairy Tale of New York for like another year. Do you know what I mean? So I'm a sucker for it, to be honest. I'm pleased. He doesn't really set out to write Christmas songs, yeah. It just kind of happens or it doesn't, luckily, at the right time of year. So yeah, I'm pleased that I've got one. And, yeah, I look forward to playing it because, like I said, it's only really December you can play it live as well. So it's always a buzz for me to play it around Christmas as well, yeah.
Oh, well, next time you need an Easter song as well, it probably sounds equally as seasonal to cheer you up too.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll do the job. Glenn, great speaking to you. We'll have a listen to the tune now. This is Santa's Coming Round Next Week. Great talking to you. Go along, look at the tune, get it on your website and make sure you put a few pennies away of the Big Issue Foundation and make sure you get some cash in that way, yeah?
Lovely. Thanks, mate. Merry Christmas to you.
And to you. Great talking to you. Ta-ra for now.
Cheers. Bye.
Santa Claus, not only for the younger boys and girls, looking for a melody filled with magic of the world. Once a year he comes around and tiptoes in the loft, emptying in a gift and a piece of fruit in your big red sock. Soaring through the network, very stealthy, very swift, pulled along by Rudolph, Dancer, Blitz and the other six. Come whatever stormy weather, rain, especially snow, he'll be there with bells on and a big ho, 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 ho. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen cooking meat. Lugging down the fireplace, make a wipe with the chimney sweep. Santa's coming round this time next week. Now certain things that must be done on Christmas Eve for toys, like brandy for the man himself and carrots for the boys. Leave them where they need them so it's easy for to see, like maybe on the mantle or underneath the tree. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen cooking meat. Lugging down the fireplace, make a wipe with the chimney sweep. Santa's coming round this time next week. Now her indoors, old Mrs. Claus, his lovely, loving wife. She waits for Nick to turn before she sets in for the night. Settled in the aftermath of making all those gifts, like cleaning down the workshop and ticking off the list. He's an expert in his field, the one and only Claus. Let's give it up for Santa. Let's give him an applause. Santa plays a cameo when Daddy-O's asleep. Mummy-O's in the kitchen cooking meat. Lugging down the fireplace, make way through the chimney sweep. Santa's coming round, Santa's coming round, yeah, this time next week.
Christmas is a time of year when many a charity collection is made, one of which was done by Central Taxes in Wolverhampton. To tell us more about it, Jerry Turner, hello.
Hello, Jason, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
Now, you've had a very busy few weeks raising funds and getting your customers and your staff and the whole family to bring in goods to pass on to those who are a little less fortunate than ourselves at Christmas. So tell us more about what you've been up to.
Well, it's our 35th year this year in business, and we discussed between the family, Matt, Jean, my wife and the staff, what to do. We were going to go out for a drink, but as it's a 24-hour day business, it's difficult to organise time when people are out together. So what we decided to do was do 35 boxes for charity, various charities around Wolverhampton. And that's how we started eventually. And people have been so kind, donating food and clothes and toys, etc., etc., to different charities that we've decided to help.
So who are you helping this year?
Right, we've helped four charities altogether. We've done The Haven for battered wives and displaced children. We've done The Hub, which feeds the homeless in a morning. We're doing the Brothers, which is Darnton Street Church, which feed the homeless in the evening. We're going to make some donations down to the Well Centre, where people can go and pick up food and toys, etc., for over Christmas.
So pretty much somebody sorted 24/7, very much like the way you work with your family as well.
Yes, yeah.
It's a little bit to make Christmas that more special, and I know you've had people across Wolverhampton and literally across the world who've made
across
donations
world,
to
yeah.
this as well.
Yes, and very nice gesture by a gentleman called Peter Clements, who used to be a DJ of Beacon Radio many moons ago, and a colleague of yours, I believe, as well.
Yes, and he wanted to do his bit as well. But it's partly because of the sort of family business you are as well. I mean, he knows that you looked after him when he needed it and running around with the taxis back. Must be the 80s we're talking about here. But equally, he knows what you do as a family business as well. And particularly at this time of year, I mean, you're literally the fourth emergency service of some people when they need to get somewhere quickly, or they're going out and getting a little bit sozzled and they need looking after to get themselves home.
Well, we've got a great team at Central, and we've been very fortunate over the years to have a great team of people that work with us, and some great customers that have stayed loyal to us over the years as well, which we appreciate. So we're always happy to try and help out and give a little back to the community when we can do.
Well, 35 years of serving that community, I think, has been a big part of that in itself.
Well, yeah.
And obviously, you must be good value for money, otherwise the customers wouldn't keep coming back.
We'd like to think so, Jason. We'd like to think so, yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more about your business, where do they go to?
They can go online. We've got a website, www.centraltaxiswolverhampton or www.575757.cab. Or just look us up on Google. We're there. The phone number's 575757. We'll try and look after people as best we can over the Christmas and New Year period.
Well, congratulations on the work that you've done raising money to help others in a slightly different way this Christmas. And we look forward to the next 35 years, and we'll have a chat with you then, OK?
I might need a hearing aid by then, or a loudspeaker.
We'll see how we do.
Thanks, Jason, very much. And just a quick thank you to everybody that's helped. All the staff at work and the drivers and members of the public and friends and family, obviously Matt and Trudy and Stuart off the base, and my wife Jean. It's been a fantastic effort by everybody.
Jerry Turner, Central Taxis, thank you. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take another seasonal offering in the music department now. This is The Worst Christmas Ever from Men with Ven.
Grandma lost her teeth. She was blowing a trombone. She found it in a skip as she was walking home. Dad went to pick her up, but one of his tyres was flat. Mum got so distracted, she tumble-dried the cat. Then the Christmas tree caught fire, the presents went up in smoke. We couldn't buy another thing, cos we were stony broke. Me mum said,
it's the fault of the cat.
Auntie Val began to blub, so Uncle Keith said, blow this, I'm going down that pub.
It was the worst Christmas ever. Turkey, no crackers, no beer. It was the worst Christmas ever since last year.
The tropical fish were boiled alive, the dog pissed on the twiglets instead of stuffing in the bird. Me mum left in the giblets. The sherry was like vinegar, the gin was more like bleach. Grandad sang the red flag and ruined the Queen's speech. Oh, the neighbours had gone away on holiday to Crete, but they left a CD of Susan Boyle playing on repeat. Our sister Mary and her kids drove us up the wall. The dog ate some of Grandad's pills and pebble dashed the all.
It was the worst Christmas ever. No turkey, no crackers, no beer. It was the worst Christmas ever since last year. It was the worst Christmas ever. And not a great but not a drop of good cheer. It was the worst Christmas ever until next year.
Telly, the fridge, they all went on the bleak. Uncle Keith got off his face and puked on Mary's mink. So Auntie threw the gravy boats all over Uncle Keith. We cut into the Christmas bird and there were Grandma's teeth.
It was the worst Christmas ever. No turkey, no crackers, no beer. It was the worst Christmas ever since I.
last year.
It was the worst Christmas ever.
I know we're Preventry David Wright. Now, hopefully I've said that right, and you can explain to me what it all means. Hi, David.
Yeah, you're spot on. It's Preventry. What it means is it's someone who's a canon of the cathedral, and in Lichfield they call them Preventries, and it means we all have our own seat in the cathedral, and we get to wear a slightly fancier cassock for services, and we're part of the Greater Cathedral Chapter. So it's a number of what one hopes are sort of more senior and hopefully wiser clergy in the diocese that get appointed as prebendaries of the cathedral, and I just appointed one of those back in February.
See, so, Reverend was a lot easier to say. However, it means that this is your first Christmas as prebendary, and you've got quite a lot going on in the church at St Peter's.
It's hugely busy, as you might expect and as we'd want. Really, we kick off with the main stuff on Christmas Eve. We have a Christingle service at 4 o'clock with a nativity play, and that's aimed principally at children and families, but it's open to everyone. It's a lovely, lovely, gentle service, and all the collection we take at that service goes to the Children's Society. That's tradition with Christingles, that anything collected goes to the Children's Society to support their work. So that's on Christmas Eve at 4 o'clock. Then at 11:30, and we always have to tell people it is 11:30, despite the description, we have midnight mass. That's the point when Christmas comes, and that's a huge service again, all candlelit, as is the Christingle service, candlelit midnight mass, and that's a wonderful, wonderful service to begin Christmas. Then for those who don't like late nights, we have early mornings the next day. We have an 8 o'clock Eucharist on Christmas Day, and then we have an 11 o'clock Eucharist, and that's it for Christmas Day. So it's quite busy Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Then it's go home and put my feet up and have my Christmas dinner, and maybe a glass of something decent.
Yeah, that's of course with the Queen's speech on in the background.
Absolutely, yes. And the joke in our household, especially amongst my sons with my wife, is how long will Dad stay awake after Christmas dinner? Because it's fairly exhausting. During the midnight, I tend not to get home till sort of 1:30 in the morning. Then, you know, we've got to wait, put some things out for Father Christmas so that he'll come and fill the...
Has to be done.
Got to be done. Put some stuff out for Father Christmas. And then off to bed, and then I'm up again at 7:15 to be here for 7:30 for the 8 o'clock service. So it's a short night's sleep on Christmas Eve. And therefore, generally, after an exhausting week and a short night's sleep, it's drifting off in the afternoon after the Christmas dinner. It's a bit of a sleep time then.
But plenty of rousing carols throughout. And what is your favourite Christmas carol?
My favourite Christmas carol, and it's not one for congregational singing, is the Coventry Carol, which I think is absolutely beautiful, sung by a choir. My favourite carol to sing is probably Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which is a great one to go with. And it's, yeah, congregation sing it, I love it, and we normally finish our carol services with it.
And then after that, into the new year, and plenty more services to keep you busy, because going from Friday straight through to Sunday morning services you'll have to prep for.
Yes, Sunday morning will be as normal. There'll be 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock on Sunday the 27th. But there'll be only a said evening prayer in the evening. It's normally sung choral evening song in the evening when the choir having a break. We give them a break. Once they finish on Christmas Day, that's it. They get 2 Sundays off because we work them so hard over the Christmas period. We let them have the rest of the school holidays off. They have 2 consecutive Sundays off. So Sunday the 27th, it's an 8 o'clock said Eucharist, 11 o'clock sung Eucharist, and then 6:30, a very quiet service of evening prayer, which after all the festivities, all the glory and the joy of the Christmas services, it's nice just to have a quiet service of evening prayer on the Sunday.
All the details of what's going on can be found on your Facebook page as well.
Yeah, if you just search for St Peter's Collegiate Church on Facebook, there we are. All the services are there, and it's a good way to get in touch with us if you need to as well.
And also, you'll be back with us on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with a few words just in preparation for the festive period.
Absolutely, very much looking forward to it. One or two thoughts that might just perhaps set Christmas in the context it really needs rather than the context it sometimes gets.
Preventry David Wright, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Time for another one of our Christmas songs. It's from Temporary Hero, an artist who's based in the Northeast region of the US. Transcending labels, creating art in both musical and visual media, inspired by past, present and future concepts. Here is their Christmas tune, Little Jack Frost, Get Lost.
Oh, Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. You know you don't do a thing but put a bite on my toes. Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose. Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day. There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down on Lover's Lane. The bench in the park is alone in the dark. So Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. Looks like a cold, cold winter. Plenty of ice and snow. But we'll keep the love light in our hearts. Looks like a long, long winter. Baby, what do we care? As long as we have this love of ours to share. Oh, Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. You know you don't do a thing but put a bite on my toes. Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose. Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. And don't you come back another day. There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down on Lover's Lane. The bench in the park is alone in the dark. So Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. Get lost, get lost. Get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost. Lost.
Temporary Hero and Little Jack Frost, get lost here on The Milk Bar.
At the Prince of Wales Theatre in Cannock, Cinderella is along until the 29th of December. I'm joined by two of the cast now. First of all, I have Buttons, who's Carl. Hello.
Hello, Johan.
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And this isn't your first trip out on the boards in Cannock, is it?
No, this is my third year here now. We always have an amazing time here in Cannock, so I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice theatre, great lines of sight. Everyone can see exactly what's going on, which means you've got to get it right.
Yes.
Except it's panto, so you haven't really. You can have a bit of a giggle with it too.
Yeah, a little bit of leeway.
And Bean Buttons, obviously, you're going to be waddling with Cinderella the whole time.
Yes.
Which is understandable, because Cinderella is always particularly attractive. But what does this panto mean for you? Because it's going to have that nice edge of locality to it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and this venue anyway is quite special for us anyway when we do the run. This particular show does three theatres. This run here is always really special to us all. It's really nice.
For Christmas, for you, I suppose, growing up as a kid, were you a big panto fan then?
Yeah, I've always loved it. I've always loved it. And like playing Buttons, I have so much fun with this part.
There's probably not long when you're not on stage, to be fair.
To be fair, yeah. I have an awful lot of time on stage. An awful lot of falling over and bumping into things and madly being in love with Cinderella. But it's always good fun.
Yeah, and obviously having Cinderella around makes it particularly magical for you.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Now, a vitally important person in the whole Cinderella story is the fairy godmother. Jodie, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good stuff. And you come to this with interesting history of other work as well. So tell us how you came to be in panto.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I think I've always gone to watch panto when I was little. I've just kind of done it. I think this is my fifth panto. So it's always good fun. It's great, especially over the Christmas period. So and it's a great cast. Like a little family.
It is, and I suppose particularly when you're touring on the road as well, because as Carl was saying, this is moving around.
Yes.
You've got to get on with everybody. I mean,
of course.
And if you hate Carl, you can tell me.
Oh, he's horrible. No, he's amazing. Everyone's so nice, and it's great that we get on so well. It just makes the job so much easier, and it's just a lot of fun. It's great.
Now, may I say, as a fairy godmother, they're normally much more senior in years than yourself. How come you're playing a fairy godmother so young?
Well, I am quite old. No, I'm 26, even though I look about 12. Yeah, I think I just kind of make it my own. I think people like you say, they think of Fairy Godmother. It's an older character, and I just do something a bit different, a bit more fun, a bit quirky. So, I don't know, just gone against the grain.
But it does mean you probably get some good dance routines as well.
Yes. Of course, I love to dance.
And there's always singing in panto as well, so do you get a good musical number or two too?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we all do a bit of dancing, we all do a bit of singing, but it's just great. It's just so much fun, and the audience will see that.
In panto, there's some nice topical references. I'm sure that's not going to be an exception here. I mean, have you all had a bit of input into the script as well?
Well, I think we've all added our own kind of thing.
You've changed it without telling anybody, haven't you?
Yeah, we changed it all. No, we haven't, no. It's great. I think it's one of the best pantos, so it's quite easy to just kind of add your own thing, you know, if it does fit with the show. So that's what makes the show, I think.
But a magical story, and I think we know it does kind of work out happily ever after, as virtually every panto they still do does.
No, this one could be different.
No, I'm sure it's going to be great. It's going to make a fantastic Christmas, and you get to spend your Christmas period in the Midlands area.
Yeah,
so are you dashing back for Christmas Day?
Yes, I am. Back home.
But then making everybody else's Christmas magic immediately afterwards.
Yeah, it's a great show. Everyone should come and watch it. I've never done this venue before, but I've heard it's a great audience, so everyone gets involved. So I'm really looking forward to it. Very exciting.
Darren and Keith are the ugly sisters in Cannock's Cinderella, and I have them here now currently drying their nails, having been prepared for their performance. Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
So, first of all, tell us your in-character names, please.
I'm Conchita.
And?
Juanita.
This is going to be some good fun, I can tell. Now, what do you bring to being an ugly sister? First of all, Juanita.
Beauty and a beast.
That wasn't called for, was it?
No, it wasn't, sis. I'm the beautiful one. You're the beastly one.
I'm not.
You are, and you eat a lot.
Look at me. Look at my nails.
You're hungry.
And you're hairy.
You're older.
And you're hairy.
Yeah, and we're up for it.
We are.
So, back to Darren and Keith for a moment, because being the ugly sisters, vitally important to the Cinderella story, has to be done, and you both get to be evil.
Yeah. Keith's eviler than I am.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Dan. Yeah. I think I'm the more nice one.
Yeah, the nicer of the two.
The nicer,
but our mother's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, she's terrible.
Absolutely awful.
Terrible. She is. Bad.
And
bad.
She's uglier. As well.
Have you seen it? Oh,
No, I'm looking forward to seeing the show.
Warts and everything.
Yeah.
What on earth happens when your agent rings up and goes, I've got you a gig as a pantomime dame, or do you ask them first in the to line you up for this stuff?
Well, actually, I play dame over the years, and it just happens that this year I've been asked to play ugly. I don't know why, being the beautiful man that I am.
It's quite a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the beard helps, though.
Hence the name Conchita.
Yes. It's part of trying to bring the magic of Christmas to life, and the whole Cinderella story is one that seems, it's very Christmassy anyway, isn't it? They're going to the ball and all that. And it must be nice having a good party frock.
I think it is, yeah. It's my first time in a frock on stage. But every weekend, I usually try and get into my wife's bits and pieces.
Enough said about that.
I know. But Cinderella, yeah, it's probably one that does sell itself, I would say. Because it's such a famous pantomime and story in itself, so yeah, we're expecting good houses here, and we've had good houses in Aussie as well. So, yeah, hopefully it will sell itself, and it's an icing on the cake when it's as good as it is.
Yeah, they're in for quite a bit of fun. I mean, Cinderella is what it is. You know, you say Cinderella, people know what to expect.
But it also brings in some great music of the day. Have you got a fantastic all singing, all dancing musical number?
Oh, well, have we ever?
Yeah. We don't do it all at the same time, do we? No. We're not really triple threats, are we?
No.
We can learn the lines and eventually get the steps, but yeah, we're not triple threats.
But you will be having a good time on stage. And what's the highlight of the panto season for you?
Well, just working with Darren.
Yeah, working with Keith.
Working with Darren.
He's hairy.
He's horny.
We'll leave you two to go and prep for the show, I think. Meanwhile, though, you can come down and see the Kang in action at the Prince of Wales Theatre in Cannock right the way through till the 29th of December this year. More info online at princeofwales.live, or give the box office a call on 01543 578 762. But boys, have a brilliant Christmas.
Thank you very much. All the best.
Bye.
Smell you later.
Hola.
Well, it wouldn't be right to have Christmas songs on the show without sharing Brett Hookfield's Christmas classic with you. Let's take a listen to it now.
Got a rescue married gentleman, rings out across the mall. This soulless cover of shopping seems no miracle at all. It's time spent with the ones we love that makes Christmas beautiful. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, why are we blind to those tidings of comfort and joy? Oh, come all ye faithful. The brass band plays, but the crowd it makes gets smaller every year. People stuck at work and shoppers in a world of debts and silent tears. When those who care the most for us just want us to be near. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, putting things right. It's about the love we give, not what we buy. Spare some money for the homeless, that's not for marketing and hype. Businessman, don't waste my time online or in my life. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, why are we blind to those tidings of comfort and joy? Sing choirs of angels. We lost our way as the years rolled by, now spirit far away from the greed and the stuff I don't need, to the people that I love and the girl I left so long ago. I think that's long enough. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, putting things right. It's about the love we give, not what we buy. Oh,
Christmas Carols and Auld Lang Syne. That's Brett Huckfield here on The Milk Bar. So, Jan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for nipping in. This is the Christmas bit of the show, and you've got a special hat for this, haven't you?
Yes, I bought it specially. Yeah.
So pop it. It is for those of you who can't see on the wireless. podcasting doesn't work like that, does it?
It has a switch.
Oh right, okay. Yeah, so this
I'll switch it on.
You switch it on, and yeah, the hat is going mad, and it's. That's lovely. It nearly took out some of the equipment then.
Sorry.
Do you wear this a lot when you're doing one of your gentle line dance classes?
I bought it especially for tomorrow's party.
Ah, okay. So yeah. It's a bit vigorous though. You want to be careful
actually.
What he does.
Shall I switch it off?
I think you should switch that off. Right. So we've got presents and things to do, haven't we?
Oh, have we?
I've got you a present. I don't know whether you're going to like it. You know, I always buy you something weird.
Yes, yeah. Quirky. We used to
I bought you something. Bought you something weird.
Weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's over here.
It's not one of those reindeer that... Oh.
No.
It's big. Yeah. Oh.
But not that heavy.
Well, it's quite heavy.
I've got a present and a card here. Now, am I allowed to open that one there, or is that a secret?
It's not a secret.
Okay, so I can open it before Christmas.
Well, you can. Yeah, you might actually want to use it before Christmas.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. I shall open my envelope.
Can I open this?
You can open that, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure whether you'll like it or not. Oh, what have I got?
Goodness me.
The Ironbridge Gorge Museum Trust annual passport tickets. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's brilliant. So, and there's a little hat on there. Saying Merry Christmas. That is brilliant. Thank you very, very much. There we go. I shall enjoy that one.
Oh, my goodness me.
So...
It's an instrument case.
It's an instrument case. It may even contain an instrument. Don't lose your Christmas card.
Okay. For goodness sake. Very extravagant.
I don't know whether you've got one of these or not. It's not brand new.
Okay. It's not a violin.
It is.
Oh, Jason!
Have you got one of those?
No.
Oh, there you go. You have now.
Oh, blimey.
It's not a Stradivarius either.
It's your old one?
No, it's not my old one. No, my old one's in a right state. My old one doesn't look that good.
Oh, this I love the case.
Yeah, no, it's a quality bit of work there, I think.
Oh. Don't you deserve this? Wow.
It's definitely a violin. Does it look different to what you expected?
Gosh, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed.
Why? It's only a violin.
You said it was weird.
It is weird. How many people could I buy a violin for Christmas?
Oh, wow.
Now you're going to play us a tune on it. That's more pizzicato. Do you know how to play a violin?
No.
Quick demonstration.
Well, it might be a bit like ukulele.
I'm not entirely sure. Let's have a go. I can't remember much. I was going to take my cans off.
Ooh.
And walk across the studio.
Yeah, come on.
Can I have the bow, please, as well? Pop that there.
Goodness sake.
Oh, I just nearly took the ceiling
tiles
out then.
This.
So I will demonstrate. I need to just tighten the bow up a little bit. So
I've only been learning the ukulele for a year.
Can't make much noise with it. What note would you like? Because this should be an A.
C. Oh.
So A, B, C.
I know. Do Twinkle Twinkle. They all do Twinkle
Twinkle. Oh, I can't
twinkle.
Remember. It's been ages since I last played the violin. I'll probably do Jingle Bells.
Go on, Jan. Yeah.
Hang on. Oh no! I was much better practice yesterday when I tried it out, but I can do notes, but they're more or less in the right place.
Can you read music?
I used to be able to, but yeah. I think I've forgotten now. I'm getting that old.
Oh god!
But there you go. There's your present back.
Oh my god!
Your turn now. See if you can get a note out of it.
Oh Jason!
So Jan, see how you get on.
Okay. So I've got that under my chin.
Yeah,
there.
That's it. Yeah. This is Jan's first note on a violin ever. You can see where she got the stray cat name. But I think there's a future in it for you. That's all sounding good.
I love it. Thank you.
Enjoy that as your Christmas gift.
Oh,
and we look forward
to... I'm just amazed.
Why, it's a violin.
Thank you so much. That's absolutely wonderful.
Okay, you enjoy that.
I hope I can do it justice.
We have to give it a go. We'll get you back next year for a recital, okay? And you can do ukulele, violin, guitar. What other instruments you got in there? You've learned the accordion yet?
No.
I think that should be another challenge.
I've got a piano.
But yeah, that's difficult to get up the stairs. We have nipped when we get Jean Martin in with the electric one, but there we are. So, Jack, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
So that's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with our end-of-year quiz next week here on The Milk Bar. See you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from The Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from The Milk Bar. Yeah.